Thursday night, Chovis Halvavas Shir, Hey Er, of Amar Malinus' birthday, and we're learning Chovis Halvavas, Shar Cheshbin HaNefesh, and he's talking about Tefillah, interestingly enough, and he got into a whole rant about Tefillah, and we're up to page Resh Mem Zayin. That's Perek Gimel of Shar Cheshbin HaNefesh. We're in the middle of the ninth Cheshbin, which talks about doing mitzvahs properly, fully, holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. So he talks about Kavana, now he goes into Tefillah, and he describes how the essence of Tefillah is Kavana, and what a chutzpah would be to say, Hegyom Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, if your Hegyom Libi is what you have to do at 10 o'clock that day. And in page Resh Mem Zayin, in the paragraph V'roi L'cha Ochi L'das that we learned yesterday, yeah, you have it, Resh Mem Zayin, page Resh Mem Zayin. He pinpointed five things you're accomplishing in Tefillah. Five things. You're bonding with Hashem, you're nichnat to Him, you realize you're in His power. Kniya, like the Chovis Halvavos has a whole shar called Shar HaKniya. You're acknowledging HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'HaNora, Hashem's power, Hashem's gadlus, Hashem's Noraus. That's number three. Number four is you're praising Hashem, L'Hallo, L'Borcho, right? Yakdishu V'Yamlichu, Yaritzu V'Yakdishu V'Yamlichu. That's number four. And number five, which really is most germane to the bakashos we make in Shmona Esrei, is bitachon, that you're dumping everything on Hashem. He's going to take care. You're meser daigo milipcha, you're removing your worry about the thing, you're worried about your panasa, worried about shiduchim, worried about all sorts of things. You're dumping it on Hashem. So those are the five things you're doing when you're davening. So now we're up to the third line of that paragraph. You have it? Page Resh Mem Zayin, you have it? The third line of the paragraph. V'chivin shadover zeh kosher l'nefesh lo seder aruch. People are not that capable of handling these five things. Right? He was talking about now the idea that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola made a nusach in davening. And sometimes people say, you know, I have so much trouble having kavana, because it's the same words every day, three times a day, the same words. Like, it's very hard. I'm just repeating it. It's a good point, but you have to work on it. It would be worse without it. That's what Chazal understood. Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when Misakin and Nusach Tefillah, because they understood that if it's every man for himself, the way the idealists say, oh, why can't we just all be like hippies and make up our own prayers, we'll wear our love beads, and we'll make up our own words. So, you know, within one generation, nobody will be davening anymore. Guaranteed. They don't know how to express themselves. They wouldn't know what to say. So the first generation, I'm explaining this, he doesn't say this. The first generation will mean well, but they won't know what to do. And by the time the second generation rolls around, they will daven. So Anshei Knesset HaGdola Masakein and Nusach Tefillah. The Chivin Shadov is a Kosher LeNefesh Lo Seder Aruch, without a set order. And, you know, say this, and ask for this, and then bow down, and then do this. But the Chovis Halvavos' take on this, again, a very fascinating take. There are five things you want to accomplish in Tefillah, and you wouldn't know how to accomplish these five things. We wouldn't be able to do it. We wouldn't be able to put words to these emotions and feelings and concepts. So the Chazal, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when the sake, we stay here. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when the sake, words that bring out these things. Lefikach. Yeah, we started this week. I bought a fan, so I don't want to have to schlep the fan around. And anyway, it makes sense. Yeah. People have said over the years, why don't you just stay right there? What are you walking around for? So So and anyway, I'm gonna have. I bought a fan. I just have to
assemble it.
No. I need a marker to write that it's private. I bought it with my money.
Yeah.
I need a marker. You have a marker at home?
Yeah.
Bring me a marker. I just want to write on it. You know, like that it's private. So the third line on page Reish Mem Zayin of the paragraph. Show your father what we're up to. V'chivin shadavar zeh koshel anef is a lo say the aruch. So Chazal, it was amazing. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah picked the words and the topics and the way of saying it and the order to bring out these five things. L'chein hiskinu kadmoneinu esenyonim, these five things. Asher rov sugei b'nei odom zekukim lohem. Oh, first he says they were masakin, the things that people need. They need seichel, that's the first bracha. They have to do tshuva, that's the second bracha. They need mechila, that's the third bracha. Then they need help from their tzaras, that's the next bracha. Refuah is the next bracha. Parnosa is the next bracha. Right? They knew, they made, if people would know, they would say, oh, they wouldn't know what to daven for. So they made specific categories. Levate bohem, to express in them, as the kikusam la Hashem, how they need Hashem to get them through it. Ukniyosam achmas kach, and they feel humbled to Hashem, because they need him. They need him to accomplish. They need him to be successful. They need him to be healthy. They need him to have parnasa, etc. And that's why it's so good that they made a nusach tefillah. There is perhaps a downside that once you get into it by rote, you have to struggle more to have kavana. So that's also, you're not supposed to be afraid of struggling. You're supposed to work hard. But it would be much worse if they wouldn't have made up the words, because they made up the words, the right words. They made up the words that contain all of the things you're supposed to be thinking about by tefillah. They made up the words which contain in them a person's main needs. And therefore we know this is what you're davening, this is what you need from Hashem. V'zehu inyan ha'tefillah l'fi seder v'nusach, k'dei shetifne bohem ha'nefesh el borah. Now your soul, right, he said that soul, your kavana, you feel like you're standing in front of Hashem talking to him. It's not the words, it's the kavana, your imagination, your thinking. You're imagining that you're talking to Hashem. You are talking to Hashem, not you're imagining you are. You're talking to Hashem. But that's the ikar of tefillah. The ikar of tefillah is not the words. If you're an automatic pilot, you're not doing anything. It's a joke. That's what he said before. It's like having a peel without a fruit inside and having a body without a neshama. So the words of davening without kavana is like a guf b'li neshama. K'dei shetifne b'manefesh el bora, using these words, because if they don't give you words, you wouldn't know how to express yourself. V'lo tikza l'shoina b'eis tfilasa. V'oz yeroem mimenu. And then if he says the words that Chazal chose, they were very, very wise people. They'll be able to express the concepts that you're supposed to feel in tefillah as he enumerated them. You're supposed to, A, bond with Hashem, B, feel humbled in Hashem's presence, feel humbled towards Hashem, lowly, you need Hashem, you can't do anything on our own. Number three is recognition of godless Hashem, how great Hashem is. Number four is praising Hashem. That's something to do. That's what the Malachim do a whole day. We praise Hashem. We sing His praises. And number five is Bitachon. Number five is, hey Hashem, you take care of this now. I got to catch a train. You take care of this. But, and so if he uses, that was a joke. But if he uses, because if you think about a train, you ruined it. So he says, and then he'll realize through the words that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah chose, he'll bring to fruition these ideas. They picked the perfect words. No one will be as poetic or as conceptual. They picked the perfect word. That's why it's important to daven the nusach that they said. He said it's wonderful that they made a nusach. As I said, it has maybe a downside, but rather than be left with nothing, so you have to struggle a little. But they picked the perfect words. V'az yirem imenu, Kasha Tomar Esinyone Hatfila Baatzmo Hakniya, being humbled, Vanova Lefne Hashem Yisala. V'chiven Shemach Shavos Halev Yisbalbel in Ma'od. And the reason you have to say words at all is because if it's just thought, so thoughts are very fleeting. No matter how much you mean well, you have thoughts, and then a few seconds later, the other thoughts are crowding out these thoughts, and your thoughts are always flying. So they have to be grounded. You have to ground your thoughts. So you ground them in words, and the words give it solidity, give it a base. And now you could think about it as long as you want, as short as you want, but you have the words, so it's not just what we call, even in English, we say a fleeting thought, but you give it solidity in words. It makes it more yatsiv, more solid. Ve'en lehem yatsivos, if it's just a thought, it has no permanence at all. It's just fleeting. Machnas mihirus shotetus harayonos al hanefesh. That's how he describes a person's thoughts. They're fleeting thoughts. A person probably thinks about, it's amazing, I don't know, like the human brain is faster than a computer, I think. You can think about like four things in a half a second. You, boom, 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 like your mind is just wandering all over. Yiksha le'alomer z'nyonei atfila ba'atzma. So if you would just have kavana, if the ik is kavana, he's bothered by now, why not just stand in front of Hashem and emote? She said if it would be that, forget it. You'd lose out. Because the thoughts crowd each other out, and as that, all of a sudden you're standing in front of the, you're on Kvish 1, he's headed for Tel Aviv, I don't know, wherever you are with your thoughts. Lefikach sidra hakadmona minyonei tefila b'loshen mesukin, with the perfect loshen, and they said, give it solidity, give it grounding, say it with your mouth. Talk, say the words. Sheyomer oso ha'odam b'loshono. And there's another quality, and this is major, major, major yesod here. Machmas hemshachos machsheves hanefesh achrei hadibur v'hiskashruso lebitui. That's an amazing thing. It says, l'maisa, when you talk, you say, if I tell you, you know what, I want you to think about, I want you to think about how they make a shtandar. It's hard. Right away your thoughts are going to go fly off into a million places. He says the way is you talk. Talking is Moshech the Machshava. That's what he says now. It's a phenomenon that's true. When you'll now stand and talk, right, about how to make a shtender, you'll read an essay, you'll read it out loud, and that's what you'll be thinking about, because you're thinking, because you have, like as I said, some solid grounding for the machshava, the talking. So that's what he says. So Chazal, the same thing, himoshchus machshevas hanefesh, the thoughts follow your mouth, achrei hadibur, your thoughts follow your mouth. Maybe that's why nivel peh, so be it. Your thoughts follow your mouth. Wherever your mouth is, that's where it'll take, it'll lead your thoughts into there. Viskashru solabitui. Bekach nasas hatfilo milim lo inyan. Therefore, it's very important to make up the proper words, which they did.
Well,
it's a very good question, because you don't need loud. You have to mouth the words. You have to theoretically be able to hear it to yourself. You are, it's just you're doing it low, because it's also important that you're communing with Hashem. Remember, you're binding with Hashem. It's a very private moment with Hashem. You're supposed to lose yourself in the moment, and you're talking to Hashem. There's nothing, no one or nothing else in the world other than Hashem. That's the first of the five things, that you're bonding with Hashem. So for that it's important to daven low. If you would make it, it's a private matter. So private matter, you do in private. That's why we say Shemon Esrei Lo. But you're saying the words. If you think them, you're probably not Yotza. If you think the words.
Think the words, not Yotza?
No, you have to say the words. Rabbosai, Mishnah Berurah, We'll open it up to Hilchos Tefillah. No, no, no.
But the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to say it loud.
You're not supposed to say it loud. You're not even you're not supposed to lechatchila say it loud that you yourself hear it. But there's thinking and there's, I don't know, there must be, there's a word, talking. It could be whispering, it could be very, very low. It has to be very low. But you have to say, the words have to be said. Oh, well, you know, we're looking it up in Shulchan Aruch here. Tzorech Liyo Kavona. Lo Yispalo Belibo Levad. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah. Siv Beis. Lo Yispalo Belibo Levad. Rabbi Halacha says, you're not Yosef even with the Eved. I wish I knew what was the English for that. You need to, you have to say the words, means you're mouthing words. Now the Shulchan Aruch says umashmiya la'oznav belachish, it has to be loud enough. This is already lechatchila. This is not ma'ake, but this is lechatchila. You have to hear it with your own ears. Mishnah Berurah jumps on that and says, I have to give a shir in Hilchos Tefillah. V'yesha kosvu, and some write, Shetzorech lochus l'divrei ha-zohar, Sh'af lechatchila lo yashmiya la'ozno. You yourself shouldn't be able to hear. Again, it's not easy. You have to say the words. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, you should hear it. The Zohar says even you shouldn't hear it. And therefore, but you have to still say it. So you have to say it so low that you also can't hear it, according to the Zohar. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Aval Mogen Avram Kosav She'ein Raya Me'a Zohar, that this is a misinterpretation of the Zohar. V'chein Kosav Bebir Hagra, Davdas HaZohar Hu Kashulchan Aruch, that you have to hear the words. The bottom line is, you should yourself hear it. Now it's a tricky, because you're not supposed to disturb the guy standing next to you. So, that's a problem. This is certainly not ma'akev that you have to hear it. Because if you say the words and you don't hear it, it's so low, then you're for sure Yotze. Nobody said that, you're not Yotze b'di'evet. But b'di'evet, the Kuli Alma, Momar Balach is called Kach, that he himself didn't hear it, Kivin Shemikom, you're Yotze, Kivin Shemikom, Kom Hotsi b'sfasov. That's it. Maybe people are under the wrong impression. Anyway, the Chaim Salvavus talks about like the physiology of talking. Talking takes the machshava along with it. If you're having trouble focusing, maybe they should teach this in special ed with the ADD kids. If they're having trouble concentrating and focusing, make them read. And when they're reading is moshech the machshava along with it. It solidifies the machshava, it focuses it, it gives grounding to the machshava. That's why they were misaken to daven with your mouth, even though the primary part of davening is in the lave, is the kavanah. Okay, we'll stop here.